If this body is elemental and sustained by some force of nature, no self present, why do we have individual senses of I am witnessing? Karma? Question mark. So when we all become enlightened and end the cycle of rebirth, I'm hoping for tomorrow, noonish, then what? The thing is, it's like Ajahn Chah just saying, you know, there's a practical usefulness in having, say, like an I, and then having other people. He says, like, you know, if I would like to ask one of you to go out and do something, and I just say, you know, person, can do this for me. You know, there's these conventional realities of I and personhood but they're just that. They are a convention that one has to rely on. And the problem that the Buddha is trying to address is the problem of creating suffering, difficulty, confusion, where one is taking, like, the I am witnessing and therefore I am have an eternal self, or therefore I am a good person who should be praised and be treated nicely, and or I am witnessing but my witnessing is not as skillful as it could be. I'm a flawed witnesser. I'm deeply flawed. You know, so that I starts spinning out into identification, and there's where the problem is. Of course, and then the question of, say, when, you know, we all become enlightened, what so then what? Well, it'd be probably a less complicated world that we would live in.